episode 916, Tough Love.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Raise your glasses because it is Friday. It is confession day, and we're talking about tough love. It's going to be a fun one, so you'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. And we like the word love. I'm sure you looked at the title of this and said, where is she going with this? Tough love is never easy, but it's a critical strategy to living a fulfilled life. How can this be? You know, you might be saying, oh, I'm tough on my kids. I'm even tough on my husband. But all I get is pushback. And the same probably happened to you when you were a child. You might have even been more difficult. However, today's confession doesn't have anything to do with children. No, it doesn't. So whether you have children or not, this is all about you. It's all about you and tough love. We are so focused on taking care of the family, the business, the community, the finances, even our spiritual commitments. And what's left for you? Absolutely goose egg. Zero, zero, zero. You have nothing left over for you. And so in order to really live this fulfilled life, I mean, ultimately that's what we're in search for, right? We want to feel loved, and we want to feel like by the time we are on our deathbed, I know it may sound a little morbid, we want to know that we fulfilled everything in our life that we were meant to be put on this earth to fulfill. Some of us will have that. Most of us won't. Yeah, it doesn't sound like a great Friday, is it? I told you to say cheers, happy day, because you made it. Now I'm telling you, nope, you didn't. Tough love. You see, this tough love is all about you. It's taking care of you so you can have more energy, more drive, more focus, more enthusiasm for all of your responsibilities and your commitments within your life. The gifts that God has given you, the challenges he has presented you with. Yeah, it's tough love. So it's time to own up to living off of the rush and hush of all the demands in your life. It's time to own up and say, you know what, I've been doing that. I kind of been neglecting myself. Have you been a neglector recently? Even as recently as this morning, maybe you thought you were supposed to go and get your workout in, but for some reason you hit the snooze button. One thing led to the next, one excuse added up, and now you're midday. You haven't done anything for you, anything that keeps you the best you can be. You may even have put off breakfast because you were so behind on things. You didn't take time to nourish your body. When you do that, you're letting the most important people down, the most important people that you love. And so the tables are turned today. The confession day is all on you. You don't want to let the most important people and moments slip through your days. It's called tough love. That tough love is you. Now, I know this because my children called me out on it. They questioned why I was so crabby one day. So I thought about it. I'm like, I'm not crabby. What are they saying? They have no right to question their mother and her being crabby. I mean, what would you say if your children said, Mom, you're really being crabby today? And no, it had nothing to do with that time of the month. And it wasn't because of the move either. It just was. I was crabby. I was coming off being very irritated. I was very short. They asked me a question. I would like answer them specifically. I didn't want to carry on a conversation. And it's not that I was like, you know, just go away already. I didn't tell them that. But it was matter of fact, to the point, now go. And I was like, wow, me? This is not me. This is not typically me. Well, I then realized I was letting everything I couldn't control, control me. Is that what's happening in your life? Are you being swept off your feet by the rush and the hush of all the demands in your life? focusing on everything else but the most important. Trying to control everything that's controlling you, of which you have no control over. We all face this. And sometimes we get in this funk longer than a blip on the radar. And that's not a way to live your life. That leads down to bitterness. It leads down to hatred. It leads down to depression, anxiety. Lots of different paths that you just really don't want to take. Tough love. So in order to have this fulfilled life, this zest, this vibrancy, this like built-in joy that you wake up going, I am here, Lord, send me. What am I doing today? This is going to be an awesome day. Even though you may have challenges, you may not think you have all the money in the bank to pay the bills, somehow you squeak by. But you feel something greater than yourself. You feel bigger than who you are. You have this confidence about you. You feel competent, and so then your confidence just grows. Brendan Burchard talks about this. It's a competent, confident loop. But in our life, what we're doing is we're trying to sit here and deal with the demands of the world, and we carry them. And we think that if we can control it, we can make everything better. We go out to nurture everybody else. That's how we're created. As a woman, we want to go out and touch and serve and hold and help. That works, but what about you? Because eventually, when you're not filling your own bank account, I'm not saying with money, but your emotional bank account, your spiritual bank account, your physical bank account, you begin to what? Dry up. You have nothing more left to give. So you're hanging on by a thread, and eventually what? It cracks. And you may be able to work on that for a really, really long time. You may be able to go months and years hanging on to that thread, barely getting by, putting on that mask, appearing that everything is perfect in your life, when ultimately everything's falling apart. You want things to fall into place, not to fall apart. That's where tough love comes in. So in order to have a fulfilled life, you have to show up filled up. And how do you do that? How do you do that? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Put yourself first to put others first. It's a double first. It's like that double home run. You know, yes, I got this. You got it if it's tough love. When you put yourself first, you can put others first. But it starts with you first. And I'm telling you, you fail at it over and over and over again, and so do I. We think we have it down pat, and we revamp things. We're like, okay, I'm going to change my schedule. I'm going to do this. I'm going to say no to this. And for a while it works, and then what happens? Oh, man, life creeps back in. And the rush and the hush of the demands of what you used to be doing, oh, they're all back. They may just be singing a different tune. They may be coming in different colors or in different people or in different activities. And now you're right back to where you started. The circle of life sometimes kind of stinks, doesn't it? But you see, you matter enough for me to talk to you about this, because who else is going to? These aren't conversations that we sit here and have around the dinner table. Now, oddly enough, my family does. I sit down with them next to them on the couch, and my daughter and I will have a heart-to-heart. My other daughter and I will talk about something else. It's crazy, I know. And I'm glad for that. And, you know, I'm very grateful that my children are at the point where they feel like they can trust me and I can trust them, for them to be bold enough to say, Mom, you're crabby. What's wrong? I'm like, I'm not crabby. Are you facing that today? Were you facing it last week? Maybe you're extra crabby. Maybe you're too focused on everybody else and not of you. Put yourself first to put others first. And so what does that really mean? Well, that's a really good question. Let's break it down. I want you to think about nurture. We nurture all the time everybody else, but we don't take time to nurture ourselves. And that's what to care for, to take care of, to nurture. So think about it as your health, your quiet time. What helps you in your mind, your body, and your spirit? What do you need to nurture you? Okay, that's the first thing. Number two is to nourish. What feeds you? What gives you energy? What helps you get up in the morning? Maybe it's your passion. Maybe it's your dream. Did you let that go 5, 10, 20 years ago? Maybe you let it go in college because you met the man of your dreams and you haven't been able to go back to it. So what nourishes you? It's not just about food. That's very important because you can't live on M&Ms and you can't live on Kit Kats, you know, take a break. No, you can't do that. Bread and water alone doesn't work. You need a good source of protein. You need balance of fruits and vegetables. You need a well-rounded, balanced diet. There's where we can balance. What works for your body. But you know what? In the demands of life, in the rush and hush of things, what happens? You just grab things. You go through the fast food lines. You grab whatever is processed, easy in your cabinet. That may sustain you for a short period of time, but for your lifetime, it's going to cut it short. So you got to nurture, you got to nourish. And then ultimately you have to navigate. Oh, this is a tough one. You have to navigate. You have to have a direction. Where are you headed? Where do you want to go? I rely a lot on the navigation, or when it comes to navigation in my life, with my walk with Jesus Christ. And my relationship with him and praying and saying, you know what, I don't have this all put together. You got to open up these doors or close this one. I don't always get clear-cut answers. I really don't. Some people are probably like, oh, Christiane, you got it easy. You've got this direct red line phone to God and he tells you everything. He tells me when he believes he needs to tell me. And that's in his timing. And I'm telling you, his timing is not my timing. And I get really frustrated a lot. But that's being human. And he knows that about us. So what do you need to navigate your life? Maybe it is more time with God. Maybe you have abandoned him. I promise you, he's never abandoned you. But we do get too busy. Maybe that navigation, that direction that you need is, maybe you need some coaching. You need some accountability. You need someone to come beside you. What is it that you need? Think about that, because you've got to nurture, nourish, and navigate. There's a lot of ends in this one, isn't there? Nurture, nourish, and navigate. If you want help with this, guess what? Click on the link, Take Aim. I'm here for you. If you've never spoken to me before, remember, I gift you a coaching call. It's free from me, with me, to you. But it's going to take you to take aim. That means you got to click on that button to start the conversation. I want to help you. I want to come beside you. Let this be the beginning of a relationship, a beginning of a change. Maybe for you, the beginning of tough love. We all kind of need to be smacked around a little bit. I'm not going to smack you around literally, but I am going to tell you like it is. You know, when I come on here on Confessions, I kind of let everything hang out. And as you get older, there's a lot that can hang out. I'm just saying. But life is too short, and I don't want you to miss it. So I want you to grab on to life, and I want you to be present. I want you to be incredible, and I want you to be you, because there is no one like you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.